Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Votes are being counted in the U.S. state of Georgia in two elections which will determine whether Democrats or Republicans hold the balance of power in the Senate. Initial partial results indicate an advantage for the Democratic challengers. Larry Madowo is in Atlanta.
The first results have started trickling in, but both races are considered too close to call at this time. The Georgia Senate races quickly became nationalized, with the two Republican incumbents, Kelly Loeffler and Joan Perdue, falling in line with President Trump's unsuccessful effort to challenge his loss in November. Their Democratic opponents, John Ossoff and Reverend Raphael Warnock, have also embraced national leaders and issues in their party. Republicans have set up a location for an in-person victory party, while Democrats plan a virtual celebration. Election officials expect a final result in the morning.
The Republican Party needs to retain just one of Georgia's seats to keep control of the upper chamber of Congress. Prosecutors in the American state of Wisconsin say a policeman investigated over the shooting of the black man Jacob Blake in the city of Kenosha last August will face no charges in connection with the incident. The shooting by the white officer left Mr. Blake paralyzed and sparked deadly street clashes. David Willis has this report.
Jacob Blake was shot last August as he got into a vehicle with his children inside. Officers had sought to arrest him for violating a restraining order. The officer who fired the shots, Rustin Shesky, claimed he was acting in self-defense because Mr. Blake was armed with a knife at the time of the incident. And the local prosecutor said that because such a defense would be difficult to disprove in court, he would not be charging Mr. Shesky with a crime. Video of the incident sparked several nights of violent protest in Kenosha, during which more than 200 people were arrested.
Washington has said the cyber attack on government agencies revealed in December was an intelligence-gathering operation, most probably of Russian origin. A joint statement from the National Security Advisor, the FBI, and the intelligence services said the agencies were penetrated through compromised software. The attack was described as serious and requiring a sustained effort to remediate. But the statement said that to date, fewer than 10 government agencies had been identified as having been compromised. World News from the BBC.